he made him leave Skung behind. Skung was a sword of few words, and none of them would go down well in a whole food restaurant where even the bean sprouts were free range. Erdan wasn't going to be left behind, though. Where does a 7-foot barbarian hero go? Dogger thought, wherever he likes. He also tried writing Erdan a new suit of clothes. It was only partially successful. Erdan was not cut out by nature, by him, to wear a sports jacket. He ended up looking as Dogger had always pictured him, like a large and over-enthusiastic Motorhead fan. Erdan seemed to be becoming more obvious. Maybe whatever kind of mental antibodies prevented people from seeing him wore away after a while. He certainly got a few odd looks.
"Who is Tofu?" said Erdan,
as they walked to the bus stop. "Ah, not a who, an it. It's a sort of food and tiling grout combined. It's something like... Well, sometimes it's green, other times... It isn't," said Dogger. This didn't help much. "Well," he said, "remember when you went to Fight for Help, the Doge of Taniti? I'm pretty sure I wrote you eating pasta."
"Yes."
"Compared to tofu, pasta is a taste explosion." "Two to the centre, please," Dogger added to the conductor. The man squinted at Erdan. "Rock concert on, is there?" he said.
"And you carouse in this tofu?" said Erdan, as they alighted.
"You can't carouse organically. My girl, a young lady I know, works there. She believes in things. And look, I don't want you spoiling it, okay? My romantic life isn't exactly straightforward at the moment." A thought struck him. "And don't let's have any advice from you about how to straighten it. Throwing women over your pommel and riding off into the night isn't approved of around here. It's probably an ism," he added gloomily.
"It works for me," said Erdan.
"Yes," muttered Dogger. "It always did. Funny that. You never had any trouble. I saw to that. 26 books without a change of clothes, and no girl ever said she was washing her hair."
"Not my fault. They just throw..."
"I'm not saying it was. I'm just saying a chap has only got so much of it, and I gave mine to you." Erdan's brow wrinkled mightily with the effort of thought. His lips moved as he repeated the sentence to himself once or twice. Then he appeared to reach a conclusion.
"What?"
he said. "And you go back in the morning."
"I like it here. You have picture television, sweet food, soft seats."
"You enjoyed it in Chimera? The snowfields, the bracing wind, the endless tiger?" Erdan gave him a sidelong glance. "Didn't you?" said Dogger uncertainly.
"If you say so," said Erdan.
"And you watch too much far-seeing box."
"Television," corrected Erdan. "Can I take it back?"
"What? To Chimera?"
"It get lonely on the endless tiger between books."
"You found the Channel 4 button, I see." Dogger turned the idea over in his mind. It had a certain charm. Erdan the Barbarian, with his blood-drinking sword, chainmail kilt, portable television and thermal blanket. No, it wouldn't work. It wasn't as if there were many channels in Chimera. And probably one of the few things you couldn't buy in the mysterious souks of Actorizical was a set of decent knickers. He shivered. What was he thinking about? He really was going mad. The fans would kill him. And he knew he'd never be able to send Erdan back. Not now. Something had changed. He'd never be able to do it again. He'd enjoyed creating Chimera. He only had to close his eyes and he could see the Shemark Mountains, every lofty peak trailing its pennant of snow. He knew the Prades Delta like the back of his hand, better. And now it was all going, ebbing like the tide, leaving Erdan, who was evolving.
"Here it say, House of Tofu," said Erdan,
who had learned to read. Whose clothes somehow looked less hairy, whose walk was less of a shamble. and Dogger knew that when they walked through that door, Erdan and Nikki would hit it off. She'd see him, all right. She always seemed to look right through Dogger, but she'd see Erdan. His hair was shorter. His clothes looked merely stylish. Erdan had achieved, in a short walk from the bus stop, what it had taken most barbarians 10,000 years to accomplish. Logical, really. After all, Erdan was basically your total hero type. Put him in any environment and he'd change to fit. 2 hours with Nikki and he'd be torpedoing whaling ships and shutting down nuclear power stations single-handedly.
You go on in, he said.
Problems? Said Erdan.
Just got something to sort out. I'll join you later. Remember, though, I made you what you are.
Thank you, said Erdan.
Here's the spare key to the flat in case I'm not back. You know, get held up or something.
Erdan took it gravely.
You go ahead. Don't worry, I won't send you back to Chimera.
Erdan gave him a look in which surprise was leavened with just a hint of amusement.
Chimera? He said.